KN4TFW on Echolink. Good morning, Tim. Happy Friday. How are you guys doing today?
Well, doing well. Yep, definitely a happy Friday. I am glad that it is today. So, yeah, just going to try to get through one more day here and then enjoy the weekend and try to have some fun, you know. How's things going up there? You guys enjoying yourselves?
Going well. Right now I'm 1 mile into a 5 mile walk this morning, but get my exercise so I don't get soft and fat while I'm off of work, right?
That's right. Can't be coming back looking like no muffin. Man, that's good though. Yeah. Well, good to hear you're having a good time. I hope the weather's enjoyable up there. It's supposed to be real nice here today. I had a bunch of rain come through last night, but it's supposed to shape up to be a nice day today.
62 right now, going for I think 78. Supposed to be nice today. It was real overcast and drizzly yesterday. Looks like a little bit of rain through the night, but no thunderstorms or anything. So, do we have bad storms down there?
Weren't too bad. Did have a good bit of rumbles of thunder come through. I don't know, about 8-9 o'clock last night, lots of lightning and stuff, but it didn't last long. It was a fast moving storm, but yeah, just a little noise and some rain, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Oh, that's good. So what you got planned for today? You got a couple of big jobs coming up, or are you guys just slowing down right now?
We have definitely slowed down this week. Now we got a few things going today, but it's been kind of hard with parts here lately, trying to keep them flowing in as quickly as possible, so that as soon as we get approval on something, you know, we can be moving. But that's been a little bit of a juggle, but we'll see. We got a few projects to do that we can work on today, and trying to line a few things up for next week, so we'll kind of see how that goes today.
Roger on that one. Yeah, we got to stay busy. And that, you wouldn't have thought you guys would have slowed down that much, but I guess not many trucks out on the roads these days. So, but there's a few of them, so it'll keep you busy.
It comes from just some of our customers that we have, you know, certain types of customers that their business is slowing down. Not necessarily like freight companies or anything, although there are some of those that are slowing down, but you know, other types of delivery type companies that we would help out, they have slowed down. So, you know, they don't have as many vehicles that need maintenance or anything right now. So it's kind of on that side of stuff. But the guys hauling freight and that kind of, you know, normal product type stuff, you know, those guys are still moving.
So when we all getting together and going kayaking and fishing? Concrete pretty dry right here.
Yeah. How much is it downhill?
Huh?
I don't know if it goes downhill. Water's off it much better. I don't know. Mm-hmm. stop talking.
Repeater, fine, I'll clear.
Well, that's incredible. KK4.
Hey, Ken, you're on your Echo Link on your phone. It's hung up to where it keeps transmitting. I don't know if you can hear me now. I sent you a message. KK4POT. Birds chirping. I heard the wind blowing.
I'm going to get out of it, but I'm back now. KN4TFW.
Going good up there, Ken.
Good morning, Mike. Happy Friday.
Having a good one. Looking for a fast day today. It'll be busy. It'll go by pretty fast. Out there this morning. Didn't hear that. That wasn't legible.
Whatever you just said, I was in a real bad spot.
You're in a bad spot.
The place that I pass every single morning has got some serious noise, and it drowns you guys out for about 20 seconds, and I can't hear anybody. Interstate, 153 by the hotel and Cracker Barrel and all that, there's something that they're running right there that'll just wipes everything out.
Of the completion date for the extension of 153 over to Saluda Dam?
No telling. It was supposed to have been like about now, from what I understood, you know, early 2020, but, you know, I think a lot of that got delayed now because of all this mess, but I see them out there on the 153 bridge over 123. I've seen them out there doing stuff, but, you know, I don't know what they're doing.
Nice when that's finished.
Sure, I'd just be glad to get all this detour junk over with. It's not been an issue lately because there's not as many people on the road, but man, when it's just normal outside, that detour is terrible.
Well, if you're still out there, did you get any projects done? KK4 NXC.
Yeah, I got a couple of them started. I should be finishing up on my part of it today. Hopefully, I got to rip about a quarter inch off of a 2x3/4 inch piece of wood, but got to do it with a hand skill saw, but should be able to do it, I hope. And so rigging up something to make it be a little bit easier to do, give me some kind of guide.
You have a straight edge to that. I don't know how long it's got to be, but or another board on top of that one, you should be fine. Well, I hope that goes well and everybody's pleased with it.
Yeah, fortunately, we found some cabinets that were a little bit undersized and would fit kind of right in there. And so that worked out well. I didn't have to build no cabinet or cut no front for it or anything. So that'll work out. I just got to get a couple of about 2, 2.25 inch wide pieces to put it on the sides to close up the hole and try to center it, but looks like it's going to work out well.
Throwing up, so I'm going to jump out of here. Ken, you have a good weekend and hope that project works out well for you. Stay safe out there and we'll catch up with you soon. Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Catch up with you shortly. Martin doing this morning?
He's right here beside me. I think we're a little over 2 miles into a 5-mile walk this morning. We had to start about 30 minutes later this morning, let the rain clear out and that, but it's nice. 62 degrees going for a sunny and 78 today.
Well, I know that walk in the morning will get your day started good. at least get you enjoying some coffee when you get back.
Oh, yeah, I'll settle in and get me a couple of cups as soon as we get back to the house, for sure. I was asking Tim, when are we all going to get together and get in them kayaks and do a little bit of fishing?
Looking forward to that. Well, it's got to be a day where my wife can watch the kids, unless he takes a canoe. We'll have to plan that when, probably be May, sometime in May. That'd be a good, I know June, July, man, those are hot months.
Get too hot, you can just jump off in the water and swim a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have pulled over and gotten the water, but, I'm looking forward to catching some fish down through there.
Hey, Pete, good morning, boys.
Good morning, Ed, KN4TSW. Happy Friday. Not that you know that it's Friday.
No, it's Friday because it's payday.
It's the only day you know of the week, right? It's Friday. If you're getting paid, it's Friday, right?
Got that right. I'm in late, so I'm running late.
It's yet.
That was an hour or so ago. They're under lockdown. I can't go in there, so I just drop everything at the admin building.
Cup of tea last night. That stuff is good.
Oh, it helps me sleep.
Good. I had that before I went to bed. I slept good last night. Very good. My wife named it Ed's Tea.
I threw Indians out there, and Dakota might not like it. They're over your way.
It's clear. I hope it turns out to be a pretty day.
Be nice if it would.
When's the day?
No idea. I haven't had a chance to look and see. I know I'm getting areas of light sprinkle here, there, and yonder.
A little rain last night, and we're expecting some rain tomorrow.
Get it today, Saturday and Sunday, I know for sure. I'll be right back.
This is KD2HTZ from New Jersey on the W4NYK repeater in Greenville.
This is Mike, KK4NXE out of Pickens, South Carolina.
Oh, good morning, Mike. Are you on your way to work or just out for a drive, or are you still at your residence? Over. I'm at my work residence already. That's why I'm on the Echo Link. Hey, my name is Drake in Old Bridge, New Jersey.
Drake in New Jersey. Yeah, I'm on my way to work. I'm normally supposed to be at work around 6 a.m., so I'm running on time right now.
So it's raining up here, so I left myself plenty of time, and it wasn't raining nowhere near as much as I expected. So, I got here plenty early. So I had myself 15 minutes to kill. So I figured I'd power up my laptop and just see see who's on Echolink on where this morning, and see who's on what repeater. And I got this, I forget the operator's name. He used to come up and visit us on, up in the Sayreville, New Jersey server on Echolink. I forget his name though, and his call sign. I had it written down, but when I cleaned my, laptop, the pen had, it got wiped off. He used to come up and visit us at our 8 o'clock p.m. traffic net. Haven't heard from him in 6 months, though. Can't remember his name, gosh darn it. KD2HTZ.
I mean, there could have been a slew of different guys. I have no idea, but, well, good to talk to you this morning.
Same here. I'll let you go for now, and I'm going to get busy with what I got to do. Have a good day there, and a good weekend, KD2HTZ.
Feel free to join in during the week. You know, we're headed to work somewhere. You catch anybody on here around 5:15 to about 6 o'clock. There's three or four of us normally on here in the morning. So, well, good. Glad you dropped in. You have a very good and safe day. And 7-3's to you, my friend. KK4 NXC.
Thank you for the good wishes. KD2HTZ. Out.
Happy Friday. You know, I haven't heard our buddy from Australia in a while, Mike.
Never talked to him about twice. But, yep, hadn't heard from him. And there was another guy that, well, the guy that was hauling horses, I hadn't heard from him either.
Fixing to ask you about him. Plan for this weekend.
In the house, since it's raining, I still got a disaster zone downstairs. We've moved some stuff around. I thought my daughter in Lawrence was going to come up and stay with us yesterday if the tornado thing would have stayed in effect, because they got no place to go. Her husband, he's looking at building something for them down there, because they got, you know, a little bit of reality the other Sunday. But anyhow, so it got degraded or downgraded, and they're going to stay at the house. But we had a mess down there. Didn't realize we would move boxes and we're unpacking boxes. And I just got a bunch of unpacking and cleanups got to be done.
Happy Friday. That's always the worst part, is the unpacking.
Still doing it. I've got, good grief, I got an entire room of boxes I need to go through.
It is when you start going through that stuff, if you like me, you'll be saying, I don't remember this. Have fun.
You've been hiding out.
I've been listening.
In there every once in a while.
Well, I've been busy working on these antennas and trying to straighten out these things I got laid all over, trying to clean it up.
Ed and I were talking, you might have heard us. Do you ever hear any more from the guy that was hauling horses? I don't know if he's going to Texas. Texas sticking in my mind.
No, I ain't heard him. He could be on Mount Mitchell, pretty regular also. Because Mount Mitchell does go out west a little bit more.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, Mount Mitchell's got an incredible footprint. You been doing all right?
I complain. Just been on HF, checking in to a few nets during the nighttime and listening out on for y'all to get on here.
Oh, good deal. Ed, you about through?
Working on it. I got maybe 8 more customers and I'll be done.
What White Horse Road is a doggone ghost town. I don't know what's different about this morning.
Unfortunately, I'll be right back.
Good morning, Robert. KN4 TFW. up here in Cary, North Carolina. I'm talking on Echolink. How you doing this morning?
How you?
Downhill strode there. Oh. Like he was on a downhill stride.
A while ago when that one station was on Echolink and it got stuck.
In just about the time that happened.
Up this morning, and I guess I must have lost cell signal or something, and it's still learning it, so I'm going to try to do better here. You guys just hang in with me on this Echolink.
On my phone. Well, I ain't used it on my phone yet.
Yeah, I've used it several times. It works out pretty good as long as you got cell service.
Yeah. That's the first time when I programmed it onto my phone, I didn't even know I could do that on my phone. I even programmed HF bands. It's a HF radio. Downloaded it on my phone also.
I tried that one yet. I need to get that.
Yeah. Whenever like going out to Spartanburg or Greenville, I usually turn on HF just to listen to the people up on 3919, and it receives pretty good, as long as it ain't a real bad stormy night. I can hear everybody pretty good.
And there's an app for HF for your phone.
You'll have to send me that link for the HF to put on my phone. That'd be pretty cool, even if you didn't do transmit, just listen.
If I knew I could download it on my phone when I was going up north or down in Florida, I'd have done it then. Just something all of a sudden dawned on my mind to see if it would go through, and it did.
I guess it uses a cell tower as an antenna.
It has a call sign. Somebody's call sign that is his website, I guess, that you're using it off of his radio, and it's going through his radio, his antenna. I don't know exactly how it's going through, but that's the way it is.
Still got a flip phone.
A couple. Why you need one?
No, I'm just messing with you.
One that used to have a walkie on it.
Downloaded too.
We had it for work. It was a Nextel Motorola joint venture deal. Man, that's been 20 years ago, though.
Used it for surveillance and stuff with the police department.
Guys, I am destinating. Ken, I hope you enjoy your walk and get your projects done today. 73s to you, Robert. 73s to you as you're building antennas. And hope you have a good day. And Ed, I'm glad you had a safe travel so far. I know you're about to get home to some coffee. So enjoy your coffee and get you some rest, and we'll catch up with you probably Monday morning. You guys have a good one. 73s to everybody. It's KK4NXC, and I'm going to be clear.
Have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Have a good weekend, and hopefully might catch on down the log maybe this weekend if you're out roaming around. So KK4NXC, KM4NAP, 73s, my friend.
Good to hear you out there. Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India.
3, Mike. Have a good one. I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.